Version was produced by Midjuri and released by Band-Aid on November 28, 1984. It made history on MTV. I remember seeing the original as a young adult. Let's hear that now. Do They Know It's Christmas?
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
So I asked Mary Jo other songs that moved her, and this is what she had to say.
I think back over the years, the one that always moved me was What Child Is This? Oh, the singer is Johnny Mathis. He does that one.
And here it is now, What Child Is This?
What child is this? On Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping. Shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring
and ass are feeding. Good Christian, feel for sinners here. The silent word is pleading.
Student centres are now open in 7 locations throughout the Lower Mainland. Students can access job postings, design professional resumes and prepare for interviews at the centres. Employers can post job positions at no charge and find hundreds of enthusiastic students to fill them. For more information, call 604-666-HIRE. That's 666-9830.
The Vancouver Animal Shelter needs you. Come and visit with the dogs who are up for adoption. There will be playing, walking, eating, and smiles for all. This is hosted by your friendly Vancouver Animal Shelter at 1146 Pacific Boulevard in Yaletown, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit the website at thedogandhydrant.com for more details.
Ooh.
Degrees with their rendition of Ave Maria. And next, I've got a tune for you written by a young woman out of Vancouver, Sarah Jicklings, who I had the pleasure of interviewing earlier this year. And this is one of her very fine and funny and eloquent Christmas tunes, Santa Spare Me.
Share it, oh. Leaves you, darling. You don't care. leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other.
You two singing One Love. And now, as we wind things down for our Christmas in July show, I have a song that I'd like to dedicate to my Auntie Helen, who lives in Victoria. And I know that she and her late husband, my Uncle Jim, loved to go see John McDermott when he was in Victoria. So being that the show is Christmas, dedicated to Christmas in July, I'm going to dedicate this song to Auntie Helen and the memory of her husband, Jim. Here we go with John McDermott singing Christmas in the Trenches.
Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. From Belgium on to Flanders, Germany to here. I have fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, and the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no songs of peace were sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day. They're brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with me messmates on the cold and rocky ground. When across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strain to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one, each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, and the gas cloud rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. God rest ye, merry gentlemen, struck up some lads from Kent. For the next they sang was Stille Nacht, to Silent Night, says I. And in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us now, the front line sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag, like a Christmas star, shone on the plain so bright, as he bravely trudged unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side walked into no man's land, with neither gun nor bayonet we met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy, and we wished each other well, and in a flare-lit football game we gave 'em hell. We traded chocolates and cigarettes and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Tom Sanders played the squeeze box, and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, and the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were warm as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore.
Thanks for tuning in for another edition of The Arts Edge here at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. This has been Annie Roach, and remember, if you've missed any portion of today's show, you can always find us online at cjsf.ca. Go to our schedule, and you can scroll down to the show of your choice, in this case, The Arts Edge, and find the podcast for this week's show.
And now stay tuned to Girly So Groovy, women who rock for fans who love them, coming up next.
And I'm going to leave you with a song that's one of my favorite heartfelt Christmas tunes. This version is by David Hartzinger. Here we go with Angels We Have Heard on High. Good night, everyone.
The hardest part of being homeless is the loneliness.
Loneliness is the hardest part of being human.
Lately, we all know what it's like to feel lonely and disconnected.
But a simple meal can bring us together in amazing ways.
At Union Gospel Mission, a meal connects people to a community where lives are transformed.
You can give a meal that can bring people together in life-changing ways.
Give now at ugm.ca.
Did you know that cannabis was recently legalized in Canada? With this new legalization, the laws surrounding cannabis use and driving have also been affected. You have probably heard that cannabis use does not affect your driving, but that statement is a myth. Some of the effects cannabis has on a person driving are reduced alertness, altered perception of time and distance, and it also results in reduced ability to react to unexpected events on the road. We at Mothers Against Drunk Driving are here to keep impaired drivers off of the roads and to keep the people of our community safe.
Go to mad.ca to learn more about driving under the influence.
Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA, and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on...